الله سبحانه سيدنا القرآن هو الذي أنزل عليك الكتاب منه آيات محكمات هن أم الكتاب وأخر متشابهات. Allah subhanahu mentioned that there are two kinds of verses in the Quran. One that is clear and has only one meaning. And the second type of verses are those that need explanation and they carry multiple meanings. Amongst those multiple meanings, some of those meanings are false, incorrect, and some of the other meanings are correct. Here, the critics of the Quran say, why would God send down verses that are not clear? If the Quran is to be a book of guidance, why does Allah have verses where people can misinterpret those verses because they carry possible incorrect meanings? The answer to that is that Allah subhanahu has done that because it is a test on two levels. The first level, it's a test to see if we are eager and we put the time and effort in trying to learn what is the correct meaning for those verses. It's a test for our love and passion for learning this deen. It's a test for our love for Allah subhanahu and His book. If we truly want to know what it means, will we learn the Arabic language? When we say Arabic language, we mean the Quran Arabic, not the slang. Will we learn that language to understand what Allah subhanahu is saying in these verses? And once we find out, by using the system and the method that Allah told us in this ayah, to use the clear verses to help us pinpoint which meaning is the correct meaning in the mutashabihat verses, which means that the rest of the meanings are incorrect. Once we find that out, the second level test is that will we accept that? And we find throughout history, the history of Islam and the history of the nations before us who have been given books, that the distortion and the reforming of the guidance or the book comes under this premise, that this word or this verse can mean these multiple things, and that's how the religion and the deen is distorted. So the second level, it's a test if we will, once we find out, will we now allow our biases or peer pressure allow us to shift the meaning of these words to adopt the incorrect meaning. And this is why Allah says next, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ زَيْغٌ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ مَا تَشَابَهَ مِنْ, where Allah subhanahu says that this is the second level test here, that as far as those who have a deviation in their heart, they're going to follow those wrong meanings. And so, this is an encouragement, and this is why after that Allah subhanahu tells us to make this dua. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا. O Allah, do not allow our hearts to be deviated after you have guided us. So sometimes we think that we're Muslim and we're guided, we're all good, we don't have to learn any more Islam or the Aqeedah or the Sharia or Usul al-Fiqh or Al-Qawaid al-Fiqhiyah. And this is why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "طلب العلم فريضة على كل مسلم." That once we become Muslim, now the journey starts of seeking knowledge. And this is why every day in our salah, even though we're Muslim, we say, "اهدنا الصراط المستقيم," guide us to the straight path, because the danger is there that we may adopt a wrong meaning and then follow that, and then Allah subhanahu mentioned that this is an act of deviation. So we ask Allah subhanahu to motivate us to seek the knowledge of His deen and allow us to follow the right interpretation, the meaning of His book. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi.